from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center officials warn people winter after winter about the perils of walking across the lake ice. On Sunday, that warning hit home when one Juneau man fell into the frigid water looking out for an adventurous grandmother standing on thin ice. Like many others over the weekend, Yana White was hiking across the apparently frozen Mendenhall Lake toward the face of the glacier. She was with her daughter and her mother. Her mother, visiting from Russia, really wanted to touch the glacier and pressed on after White and her daughter turned back, but she ended up on thin ice near the face of the glacier. Houston Laws was nearby. He sank into the lake on a slab of thin ice, paddled and rolled himself back onto solid ice, then steered White's mom back to safety. It's a lesson Laws, White, and Glacier Visitor Center officials want everyone to learn, but not firsthand. Governor Bill Walker has undergone surgery to treat prostate cancer, and his office says no further treatment is currently expected. The office says Walker is recovering following a four-hour surgery Monday. Walker called the surgery a success and said the outpouring of support he and his family have received since announcing his diagnosis last month has been humbling. He says he looks forward to returning to work soon. Walker's office is expected this week to release his budget proposal for the next fiscal year. Alaska's three Republicans in Congress are largely unconcerned about President-elect Donald Trump's criticism of the $400 billion F-35 fighter jet program. Trump called the program's costs out of control in a Monday tweet and said billions in military expenses will be saved when he's president. Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports that Senator Lisa Murkowski and Representative Don Young issued statements expressing confidence that Trump will acknowledge the value of the F-35 program after Inauguration Day. A statement from Senator Dan Sullivan emphasized the tactical benefits of the F-35s. He said Trump did raise legitimate concerns over costs and delays. Murkowski's statement says the military is trying to lower program costs. The new fighters are expected to generate $500 million in construction at Eielson Air Force Base. The National Park Service is suspending the search for a small plane that's believed to have crashed into an Alaska lake with four people on board shortly after taking off en route to Anchorage. Park Service officials said Monday the search has been hampered by a persistent ice fog over Lake Clark. Officials say items found in the lake last week confirmed the plane crashed there. Federal wildlife managers say funding continues to be shut off for their longstanding efforts to remove more than 2,000 feral cattle from Alaska's Chirikoff Island. Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge manager Steve Delahunty says earlier budget language cutting off the funding remains in place at least through early April. Looking at weather, this afternoon, sunny with a high near 19, northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 8. It's 13 degrees with shallow fog right now at Juneau International Airport. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org.